social media, no connections to others of a personal nature, never-ending stress, and a life that has no meaning all affect the amount and manner these hormones are released. One may encounter a situation where nothing gets done and there is no motivation. The problem is worsened when one relies on medication for anxiety, sleeping pills, or caffeine, all of which could make the situation worse. Social media serves to promote isolation, even though it is the place you go to get connected to others. Our lives these days are too busy for spiritual or religious practices. We forget to be because we are too busy with doing. We should rely on natural means instead of medication to gain victory over problems. Changes need to be made with regard to our lifestyle, diet, and sleep, as these small changes will aid in finding a balance essential for life. 2. The process for healing. The time necessary for healing and the normalization of our body's chemicals, according to the brain fog fix, is 3 weeks. The following principles govern the process. Give our brains that which helps our brains function optimally, including correct diet, enough exercise, enough sleep, circadian rhythms that are healthy, sufficient time to relax so the body can restore itself, meaning as well as purpose in life, encouraging our spiritual side. A connection with that is bigger than ourselves. Remove that which blocks our brains from functioning optimally, including sweeteners that are artificial in nature, sugar, and fructose corn syrup, white processed flour, food that is deemed inflammatory, including meat that is grown according to conventional means, preservatives, all ingredients proven to be artificial, and fats that are deemed unhealthy. Omega-3 fats and omega-6 fats that are not in balance. Too many substances considered brain-altering, e.g., alcohol, recreational drugs, and caffeine. Many common medicines, such as antidepressants, ADHD drugs, sleeping pills, and painkillers. Being constantly exposed to electronic screens and computers' blue lights, the television, as well as phones. Constantly being bombarded by social media such as text messages, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Spending too much time on activities that we feel are not meaningful or purposeful, e.g., work, shopping, family duties, etc. In order to correct as well as to improve our mood as well as our thinking, the 21 days mentioned is divided up into 3 consecutive segments. The 7-day mood revolution, the 7-day energy revolution, the 7-day spirit revolution. One needs to understand what the impact is with regard to incorrect lifestyle choices pertaining to one's health. They do not result only in physical illness, but contribute toward both an emotional and mental decline. Core concept number 2, mood and food. 1. Carbohydrates. An important addition to any diet, carbohydrates supply the energy that our body finds necessary, especially with regard to our brain. Too much, however, leads to obesity and other diseases. It also affects one's brain chemistry, resulting in insulin resistance, which has been implicated in Alzheimer's. An overdose of sugar causes a decline in one's cognitive facilities. In order to prevent this, certain modifications need to be made to the diet, and carbohydrate intake needs to be regulated by means of opting for healthier choices. Leave out artificial sweeteners, e.g., diet soda. Although they do not add calories, they do not supply the nutrients needed by one's brain. Engage in what is termed blood sugar swaps by replacing those foods causing a marked increase in blood sugar with more complex carbs. Examples: when you cook pasta, substitute the pasta with zucchini or possibly noodles made of squash. The dish could also be bulked by means of cauliflower or even broccoli. Pasta should never be overcooked. When going out to dinner, watch your carb intake with regard to bread. Tomatoes, green peppers, olives, and spinach are good replacements. When having pizza, first have a salad that is seasoned with olive oil and vinegar. It reduces the amount of pizza you eat.